I am doing this because I value my health, and which means I value my family. I value every people that I love. I want to make sure that I am healthy and happy as I can be. One of the things with running, it's not just physical, it's actually good for mental health. Anyone can do it. Your kids can do it. You can do it as well.
Pamilya at sariling kapakanan ang inspirasyon ng 51 taong gulang na running legend ng kanyang running club na Sydney Striders ang Filipino-Australian na si Gilbert Gaddy. Kwento ng video streaming specialist ng SBS na si Gilbert, sa halos 2 dekada nito sa pagtakbo, naramdaman niya ang kakaibang sigla at lakas ng pangangatawan kumpara noong bago pa man ito makarating sa Australia taong 2000. Bago dumating sa Australia, isang video editor sa maraming programa ng ABS-CBN at GMA ito.
So I used to smoke a lot, especially during the work that I did in post-production back in Manila.
Mm-hmm.
And alam naman sa Pilipinas, mas mura ang sigarilyo. So yosi ka lang na yosi kasi kayod ka lang ng kayod. So bawal matulog. Walang tulugan, sabi nga nila, di ba? So it's either kumain ka, bigyan ka ng kliyente ng pagkain, or magyosi ka para hindi ka makatulog. Anyway, pagdating ko dito sa Australia, one of the things I've noticed is, well, no one smokes kasi napakamahal. Number two, lahat ng tao naglalakad. You know, you have to go walk everywhere, right? You know, there's no jeep, so you have to take the bus. You have to take the train. You have to walk to the train station. Hindi ka tulad sa atin, di ba? Parang meron, mag-tricycle ka, papunta ng bus. To get from point A to point B takes like 2 hours or something. So, to just get to work. So, dito sa Australia, you sort of get forced into doing those sort of things. You have to walk everywhere. And then, just like I said, I used to smoke a lot. When I started doing ultramarathons, like the 6-foot track, I'm not going to be able to finish a race if I keep on smoking. I have to quit. Which is good. Good for me, good for my health, good for my pocket, especially. So, yeah, it's incredible. So that's what those benefits are. It just goes beyond what's physical. It's good for your mental well-being.
Nang makarating sa bansa, bago makakuha ng posisyon sa SBS, sinubukan nito ang maraming trabaho na may kaugnayan sa media. Isa na dito ang pagiging film processor, na ayon sa kanya, isang laborious job.
Yung pelikula, yung film, didip mo sa... Mapasok siya sa isang napakalaking machine. Tapos, i-load mo yung negative. Dun sa isang in a dark room, like almost zero lighting, so meron ka lang parang ultraviolet na flashlight. And then you have to load the reel in, lalagay mo yung reel dun sa loob ng parang umiikot na machine, and you've got like I think around 45 seconds, kasi diba yung reel baga na nauubos yan after 30 minutes, kailangan pasukan mo ng bagong reel. So every 30 minutes, kailangan mo i-load yun in the dark. And then it comes out as positive, and that's the one that people see on cinemas.
At sa mga panahong iyon, dahil sa bagong mga kaibigan, nainganyo itong subukan ang sports. Una ang climbing at swimming hanggang naipakilala sa kanya taong 2009 ang pagtakbo. Dito na nagsimula ang kanyang pagiging atleta.
So I started, a friend of mine challenged me to do the Bay Run, which is like the 7-kilometer loop sa May Lily Field. So I started doing that and then realized na ang dami palang magandang mga lugar dito sa Sydney na pwedeng na madaling takbuhan. Marami kasi tumatakbo rin naman, di ba? That was in the early 2000s. And then challenged myself to do my first city to surf, which I did in a decent time of 1 hour 30 minutes. At that time, there's like, 60,000 people who did it. And really enjoyed that because, it's really good fun. Then, as time went on, you tried to challenge yourself. So fortunately enough, meron tayong isa mga katrabaho ko dito sa SBS told me she's in a running group. And at that time, I challenged myself to do a half marathon, the Sydney Morning Herald half marathon, which normally happens in May. And I was getting bored because pag nagtitrain ako, ako lang mag-isa. So it's around 15Ks when you're out there for such a long time, just listening to podcasts and listening to music. It gets pretty bored. That's why she recommended I join a running club, and that's how I discovered the Sydney Striders. Yeah, and after that, you know, I did two half marathons. A year later, I decided I want to do a full marathon. So that's what I did, and then never looked back.
Umabot sa higit 20 full marathons, higit sa 10 ultra marathon at ultra trail running event ang sinalihan ni Gilbert. Tumatakbo siya 4 na araw sa isang linggo kasama ang kanyang running club members. Iba pa ang CrossFit session nito. Sa marathon, umaabot sa 42.2 kilometro ang distansya na tinatakbo ng mga runners. Ang lampas na distansya nito ay tinatawag na ultra marathon. Sa karanasan ni Gilbert sa pagtakbo, marami ang kanyang natutunan sa buhay, pati pakikipagkapwa sa ibang lahi.
Matagal na ako nasa running club, and that's what I really enjoy about running with like-minded people, trying to go for a goal, trying to make myself better, and doing it with, you know, meeting so many people. Like, maraming tao inisip nila running such a solitary sport, which it is, but it can also be done with a large community, other runners, and it's a really great way of meeting people. So I don't know if you've noticed, like, there's been a big boom of running clubs nowadays. They're saying that, you know, running is the new Tinder. Yeah, so it's actually a good way. Running is a good way of meeting other people, meeting other fit people. Really makes you feel good. It's economical, because sometimes when you train, you can, you know, run from your house to work. Running is really more about community and seeing my friends, whinge about life, whinge about our kids, whinge about work. Yeah, so it's more than just the running. It's about community.
Ang pagtakbo para sa kanya ay pagkakataon din para makita ang magagandang tanawin ng malalaki at popular na mga bansa.
You do marathon, and then you do, there's this thing called the Abbott World Majors. So there's like 6 countries, and they're all, it's New York, Chicago, Boston, Tokyo. Sydney's trying to be a major, so that's what it is, they're called majors. And then that's when the expenses go up, because you don't have to travel.
Yes.
But a lot of people do it. It gives them happiness, because the best way of to see a city is actually to do a marathon.
Ang tanong, paano nga ba nagti-training ang mga atleta at kahit sino ba ay pwedeng tumakbo?
You got running shoes right now. You just put it on, put some shorts on, put some comfortable clothes and go out. Just get out the door, just do it. That's it. It's free. Right, anyone can do it. If I don't know if you've heard about Park Run, it's a weekly timed event done in so many different parks around Australia, started in the UK. You can do that. You just turn up, do 5K, run for free. It doesn't cost you anything. When you start doing events, that's when it starts getting a little bit more expensive. So if you're training for a marathon, one of the things that, well, you have to do the distance. So 42Ks, but you don't do the whole 42Ks in one go. You don't do that in training. Marathon training plans out there that could go from 4 to 6 months. You always try to put it on slow, make it slower chunks. So you don't think about the 42Ks. You go, I'll do 5K today, and that's it. And then you do 7Ks the next day, and so on and so forth. That sort of thing. So you make those goals smaller.
At dahil sa kanyang pagkahilig sa pagtakbo, ikinararangal at ipinapasalamat nito na nakilala ang malalaking tao sa larangan ng sports, pati ibang maimpluwensyang tao sa bansa.
I can't believe I've met so many people, so many interesting people. I've met Olympians, I've met, you know, the who's who, the run community through doing marathons and through my running club as well. 2 years ago, I was invited to be a Lululemon ambassador for the Macquarie store. Mind-boggling, like, that. How? I think if you surround yourself with the right people who would influence you positively, you'll get it.
At dahil sa magandang epekto nito sa katawan at pananaw sa buhay, nais ni Gilbert na hindi lang sa kanyang pamilya, gusto din ito na maging inspirasyon sa iba.
I've never been stronger, I've never been fitter. like 20 years ago when nasa Manila pa ako, when I was, you know, doing all the work that I had to do, it was a pretty bad lifestyle, right? You know, you smoke, you eat, you smoke, you eat. But that's what, that was the norm. So, you know, at this age, I'm really, really fortunate that I can do what I've been doing. And I highly recommend it to people. So, yung pag-yosi, you don't really need it. Gastos lang yan. And it's not gonna make you any better. So it may make you feel good for 5 minutes and that's about it. That's not gonna last. And then you die afterwards. You know, marathon training, also do CrossFit. It's really, it's good for you. It's really good for you. I know there's no downside. Maybe the downside is, you know, you sort of work, but you work to make yourself feel better.
Kasama din sa pagdakbo ni Gilbert ang asawang si Brenda, na isang founder ng Women of Color in Australia na nagtataguyod ng mga komunidad na nakatuon at nagsusulong ng mga boses ng mga kababaihan.
She's actually much faster than me on trail running. She's a little bit more fearless when she runs downhill. I'm a little bit more scared, so I run slower downhill. But yeah, so she tries to take care of herself as well. So yeah, you do it because it feels good. I feel good when I'm running. She feels good when she's running. To do it together is a big bonus. Some people do get competitive with me and my wife. Like, you know, it's much better to spend time together, right? So just run, just do it. Then you talk. And you share experiences together, especially when you do ultra marathons. So when we did UTA 50, we did it together. So we're out there for 13 hours just running. And such a good feeling.
May pahabol na payo si Gilbert sa mga tulad niya dati na may bisyo. At umaasa siya na tulad niya, matutunan din nilang pahalagahan ang mga taong malapit sa kanila sa pamamagitan ng pag-aalaga sa sarili.
Always start small. So what can I do sa araw-araw na ginagawa ko? You can only fit fitness, you know, at a certain time. Like if you can only exercise for 30 minutes, you exercise for 30 minutes. You just have to do it, right? You commit to yourself to go, I want to be fitter on this day. 6 months from now, I want to be able to do a 5K run. Or 6 months from now, I want to be able to swim. Or anything like that. You just have a goal and chunk it into small bits. And doable, small doable bits. To say, I want to run a 5K. You can start by doing a run walk. You know, so you run for 200 meters and then you walk for 200 meters. To aim for a big goal, you always need to start small and then just go from there. You don't want to be at 60, you have, you know, chronic diseases like heart disease and, you know, cancer. So especially nowadays, you got all the technology to be well. Use that. It's they're all in the internet. You can put that on your phone. Use that. Just anything to get you moving.
Ibinahagi din ni Gilbert kung ano pa ang kanyang mga goals sa buhay tulad ng kanyang mga iniidolo sa kanilang running club.
My current goal is to be able to do the Melbourne Marathon under 4 hours. So that's not super fast, but it's fast enough for me at my ability. I've been trying to do that for the past couple of years. I always fail, but I'm still going to be doing. I'm still going to aim for that. So that's for this year. That's my general aim for this year. Long term, it's not about being fit. I just want to be at 50. This is the time that I've started thinking about, you know, what would things look like 30 years from now? What would things look like 40 years from now? So that I'll be, what, 70, 80, 90. The good thing with my running club, there's a lot of runners in there that are at that age, like 70, 80. They're not slowing down. They just keep going. And so inspirational. When you see people like that, they're at 8 years old and they're still moving. They're still doing 10K races. Most of them cannot do marathons anymore. But being able to do that at that age, it's so inspiring. Like, I want to be like that. Ultimately, it's just having that quality of life. Like, being in Australia has given me that opportunity. I'm very, very thankful.
Ayon sa ulat, narito naman ang pangunahing benepisyo ng pagtakbo. Nagpapaganda ito ng sirkulasyon ng dugo, iwas sakit sa puso, nagpapababa ng stress level, iwas high blood pressure, iwas diabetes, nagpapatibay ng buto, nakakatulong sa mental health, at napapanatili ang tamang timbang. At sa likod ng pagsisikap at natamong tagumpay ni Gilbert sa alinmang karera ng kanyang buhay, pinakanatatanging gusto nitong gampanan ang pagiging ama sa kanyang apat na mga anak.
You try to be a good example to your kids? As a person, I think I just want to be a good example.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.